And then for him to walk away for what, 6 months?
6 months.
Mm-hmm. Because he goes, you just really need time to discover who you really are. Are you Letty from the woods, or are you the heiress to the company?
Mm-hmm. Welcome to the Literary Escape Podcast, the only podcast that serves both readers and authors of historical Christian romance. We read, discuss, review, and rate books in this unique romance subgenre, and sprinkle in a few contemporary Christian suspense books. Authors, we bring you inside tips and tricks from those who have gone before you. Then we bring both readers and authors together for fun-filled live Q&As. Literary Escape is the one-stop shop for both readers and authors to connect, learn, and grow together. Let's dive into this adventurous episode.
Trust no one in the shadows of the piney woods. Letty Hood has spent the last 15 years of her life hidden away with her grandmother in the backwoods of East Texas to escape the deadly schemes of an uncle who wants her dead. Now, with her 21st birthday on the horizon, she is forced to accept the escort of a stranger and return to Houston in secret so she can claim a birthright that will make her one of the wealthiest women in Texas, if she lives long enough to inherit. Pinkerton agent Philip Carmichael has one duty: get the Radcliffe heiress home alive. Expecting a spoiled girl, Philip is surprised to encounter a woman of rare strength with a kind soul and keen wit. As they journey together, Letty's resilience wins his admiration, breaking through his hardened cynicism. Yet the threat to her survival grows more menacing with every mile, and Philip fears that keeping Letty out of harm's way may be just as impossible as keeping her out of his heart.
All right. Okay, I have to ask, ladies, when you read Cloaked in Beauty, which fairy tale did you think it was lining up with?
Red Riding Hood.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Did you pick up on any others that you thought might also could be like a mix in there?
Sleeping Beauty.
Okay. Any others? Okay, so here's what happened to me when I started it. And you know how they're escaping at the beginning?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And one of the, I think it was the cook, her name was Mrs. Potts.
Oh.
And I went, oh, so this is Beauty and the Beast? But then as you read further, then she talks about, are you going to save me from the dragon man? Okay, so that makes me think of Sleeping Beauty.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then when we get into it further and she's living in the woods with her grandmother and she has a red cloak and she has her wolf as a pet,
mm-hmm.
loyal
mm-hmm.
pet, I'm like, then from there on out, then I'm thinking then, yeah. it's Red Riding Hood. But I feel like she might have pulled a little bit.
I think there was a lot, but none of it was heavy. Yeah. Like even Anastasia to a point, the hidden heiress.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're right.
That's true. Mm-hmm.
Mm.
By the way, when Anastasia, that movie came out.
I love that movie.
I know.
I'd watch it all the time.
Oh, it just makes my heart flutter. Mm. I don't know. I really liked
the music in it.
Yes.
I still like when I see it on.
So my parents took us to watch. I don't know if you were with us or not, but at least us younger ones, they took us to watch it in the movie theater. And our little sister, Tabitha, our baby sister, who's like in her 30s now. I'm sure she doesn't appreciate us calling her baby sister anymore, but you remember the part where Rasputin like falls, his skeleton like falls apart?
Yeah.
And she went, oh.
Oh, no.
That was like, Dad thought that was hilarious. He's like, did the bad guy fall apart? I mean, oh, no. She just, oh. But she was pretty young, I think, when that came out. But
yeah, they had to be.
Yeah. We digress. That's a good movie, though. If you haven't seen the cartoon Anastasia, it's good. Okay, so I just had to ask because I just felt like I can't wait to talk to her to ask her about that because I feel like there were like lots of different ones you could have said that was story was built on.
Mm-hmm.
So, any thoughts? Anything that surprised you? Did you enjoy the fact that it's not the big bad wolf really, but the wolf is like her loyal companion?
I loved the wolf.
Yes, I did. I loved the wolf in it. I did.
I think that rule, he was more human than wolf, I swear.
I know. Yeah. I love the way, too, when they had to stay in the barn because they had to pretend to be married.
Oh,
he was like the barrier between them. But then when he got up, he just walked all over his belly. I can't think of the guy's name now. Phillip's belly, and like smashed his nose with his paw and everything on his way out in the morning.
Yes. I mean, did he get mad at him for getting up in the first place because the barrier was gone?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah. So I loved it. I like Phillip. I think he might be one of my favorites in this series as far as like the change that he makes as he goes along.
Mm-hmm.
But. I like how he really took care of her throughout the whole thing. And it was always about how do I get you safely there? And then he was just going to walk away, but then he realized like the threat's still there. So he stayed on and
right.
And then for him to walk away for what, 6 months?
6 months.
Because he goes, you just really need time to discover who you really are. Are you Letty from the woods or are you the heiress? The company.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. What are your guys' thoughts?
I really like this one.
Yeah.
It was one of my favorite ones.
I love Letty. I did. Yeah. Like, I mean, I know that she was naive. She grew up, so there wasn't that fear that people probably get from being around people.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, like, she had no fear. Like, was she naive? She was sheltered, but she always, even toward the end, I was like, that is one brave woman.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I would agree.
Like when they're getting ready to leave, and she's like, "You know, I don't need a protector. I need a warrior at my back.
Yeah,
like,
I need someone who's going to fight the battles with me.
Yeah, like the whole fight side by side instead of just save me was
Anything else that stood out to you?
I keep going back to the wolf. Like I don't know if it's because I have three dogs that maybe aren't the brightest of the bunch, but
yeah.
Man, it's like she would tell that wolf secrets or she would give the wolf directions and the wolf did what she wanted. It's like,
right.
Ooh, so what did you think about that crossing the bridge scene?
Oh, man. Yeah.
And she almost lost both of them.
That was another scene that made me love Phillip because he knew how much the wolf meant to her. And
yes.
Yeah.
I wanted to go in the book and have a stern conversation with the guy.
I know.
Like, are you kidding me right now?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, you started it and then you're going to.
Yeah. And then Phillip getting sick after that.
Yeah.
And
she has to take care of him. Yeah.
Yeah. No, I thought it was really good. So with that being said, talking about that scene, what would you give the suspense level in this book?
I mean,
Mocha.
Yeah.
Mocha.
There was a lot of suspense beginning and the end. I feel like really have a lot in the middle.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you're always looking over their shoulders, but there wasn't.
Yeah.
That.
Yeah. What about the mystery level?
Mocha.
I'd almost say espresso to mocha because we knew who the villain was.
Yeah, we knew who was after.
What about, and I don't think there were any surprises either when everything was revealed at the end. What about the inspirational level?
Mocha.
Mocha.
Yeah.
I'd agree.
Okay. What about your drama level?
I'd say mocha.
A lot of family drama.
It was there.
It's like Letty wasn't drama.
Yeah.
Philip wasn't drama.
Yeah.
There was the whole backstory.
Yeah, the whole, that mess. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Which, by the way, I want to pause because when you get some of that backstory about her parents, that's where even more I thought of Beauty and the Beast. Because remember, like, her dad was a tyrant. And then he fell in love with her mom.
Yeah.
And then he became this generous man. of God. Mm-hmm. And so I had even more elements, I thought, like maybe not with the main character, but I thought that was an element of Beauty and the yeah. Beast, the way mm-hmm. that it was told. Anyways, what about the romance level?
Espresso.
Yeah, espresso. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's your typical fairy tale, wait till the end, yeah. for the kiss mm-hmm. type thing, which is totally fine because that's how fairy tales work. And she was clearly basing this off of, well, I'm not sure which fairy tale, to be honest, because I feel like she pulled a lot in. But if you really enjoy her renditions of these fairy tales, apparently I was wrong in that she has a second series that she's indie publishing. And she'll give us more information in her interview, I'm sure. But the first one in that series is To Love a Beast. And am I the only one that read it so yes. far? Okay.
We haven't.
It is outstanding, and I highly recommend it, ladies. I think you will fall in love with it.
Okay.
It's wonderful.
I have it ordered for the library.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, then all of your patrons are going to love to check that out and read it for sure. Okay.
Okay.
All right. And coming up next week, then we do have our interview with Karen, which I'm sure she's going to reveal lots of secrets for us as we talk about her fairy tale series. Thanks for tuning in. I hope you enjoyed this episode. If so, please consider signing up for our free newsletter. Each week, you'll receive news about our events for both readers and authors, plus updates on my books. You can sign up at literaryscape.com/newsletter. Until next time, happy and blessed reading and writing.